Good morning, ladies and gents, ghosts and ghouls, and assorted members of the living and the undead. Sorry, I'm just in a quirky mood this morning. Don't mind me. I couldn't sleep this morning, so I thought that rather than tossing and turning and moaning and groaning inwardly about that fact, that I would get up and try to do something constructive. So here I am. There's a positive thinking challenge making its way around Audioboo at present, started by Purple Cakes. Oh goodness, I can't remember the number and her username. I am so sorry. Anyhow, I have been nominated to do this challenge by Melanie Akpotu. Melanie, I do hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly. If not, I am very sorry, and good on you for trying to pronounce my username. I know it's a mouthful. It's actually Gwentlian, but I totally don't blame you if you can't get your tongue around that one. Actually, that reminds me, before I go into the positive thinking thing, I should say, for the benefit of the new followers that I have now, that my username is Welsh, so it's got that nasty double L sound in it. Gotta love Welsh phonetics. So it's Gwenllian. But if you can't pronounce that, no worries. Gwenllian or just plain Gwen is fine. Or Shannon, which is my real name. And which I don't like all that much, I must confess. Anyhow, the reason I chose the username Gwentlian is that, well, first of all, I'm a devotee of all things Welsh, and when I was involved in a medieval reenactment society a number of years ago, the medieval moniker that I chose to go by there was Gwentlian. She was a medieval Welsh princess, the daughter of the last of the hereditary kings of Wales. Mind you, I'm not going around thinking I'm a princess or anything. I just happen to love the sound of that name. To me, it's very fluid, and I just like the way it rolls off the tongue when people can pronounce it properly. But anyhow, on to this positive thinking challenge. How this works is that one has to think as positively as possible for, I think, 5 days, and name about three things that are positively affecting one's life during that time. So, I will start. The first thing is that I have come across some seriously awesome Audioboos lately. So keep them coming, folks. Thank you very much. I found a lot of them through friends who had hit the like button on them, so I was able to see what my friends were liking. And that reminds me, this is just a bit of a public service announcement or a request, I suppose, is what it really is. If you see a boo, or hear a boo, I should say, that you really enjoy, and you think it's worthy of being shared, please do hit the like button after you hear it, because then other people will see what you've liked and it might be of interest to them as well. I've actually been able to connect with some really interesting people through that process. And in fact, that's how I found Melanie, because some of my friends had liked some of her boos. And, she seems to be a really nice person. That's also how I found another lady from the UK, Dreamcatcher SJE. And I'm really enjoying her boos as well. She has the most amazing ambience in her house. She has a whole room full of clocks that chime, and she also has a ton of birds, budgies, and cockatiels, and an African grey. She also seems to be just a lovely person as well. So listening to her posts is always a pleasure. But I found some wonderful posts from all over the place, really. So Thank you for that, everybody. You've actually made my life a little bit brighter, as the song goes. I love to hear people's thoughts and perspectives from all walks of life, and love to hear sounds from all over the world, so this has just totally made a huge difference in my life. Some of you post soundscapes as well, which just really makes my day whenever I hear one, because I'm such a sound effects nut. Anyhow, on to the second positive thing, and that is that I have not had a single seizure since I have been here at my parents' place. I got here on Monday, so it's been 5 days so far, and I've been seizure-free in that time, which is great, because I don't like having seizures when I'm here. My dad does not get that they can make me feel so bad sometimes, and he just doesn't get the severity of some of them, and so that stresses me out, and then stress is a seizure trigger factor for me, so that makes my seizures even worse, but luckily I haven't had a single one, so I've been feeling pretty good. And the third positive thing is that I've been able to get lots of exercise and fresh air since I've been here, and that's another bonus, because in the city I don't get out as much, unfortunately. In the summertime, anyway, because it's really hot and it's hard to get out for walks, and for me, on my own anyway, it is. I can do it, it's just that there's not really any place interesting to walk to. So this has given me the opportunity to really get out and enjoy my surroundings. When I get back home, I should actually start to use my stationary bike a lot more, because I need to lose some weight, seriously. And if I can lose weight, well, that'll be a really positive thing. Anyhow, there you go. Positive thinking day one, and I'm sure I'll come up with some more tomorrow. I'll also do a couple unrelated booze today, probably, or at least one, because I want to try to record the dawn chorus from my window. Alright, everybody. Hope that this was interesting, and I will yak at you all later.